Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 28, the Bible says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercessions for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good, to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." One of the most important things to learn as a Christian is how to pray and get things from God. The word pray in the Bible always means one thing. It means to ask. Prayer is not praise. Prayer is not thanksgiving. Prayer is not worship. Prayer is not adoration. Prayer is not confession. Prayer is simply asking. The Holy Spirit is in us once we get saved. The Bible says that one of the most wonderful things in all of humanity is when a person trusts Jesus Christ as his Savior, the Holy Spirit moves in and indwells the body of the believer. He does this, and he also will partner with us to pray. There are two ways that the Holy Spirit helps us pray. This is what I want to talk to you about. In Romans chapter 8, verses 26 and 27, God uses the word intercession in these verses. Here's the neat part. There are two different Greek words or meanings for the words intercession. In other words, the meaning of intercession means two things, and that's what the Holy Spirit is there for. The disciples had to had asked Jesus to teach us to pray. And they asked Jesus to teach them how to get a hold of God as he did. They wanted to see God work through them praying as they saw through Jesus. When Jesus was ready to go back to heaven after the resurrection, he told them that he would leave them the Holy Spirit to help them. John chapter 14, verse number 18. This is what I want to teach you today. Number one, the Holy Spirit intercedes with us. That's what Romans chapter 8, verse 26 says. "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us." That term intercession there, the word does not mean that he goes to God for us. This word intercedes means that he goes to God with us. Again, that's one of the definition differences there. I don't always know if what I need is what I really need. I don't know if what I desire is what I really should have from God. And the Holy Spirit does know. So as we go to the Father and we pray, he wants us to be in agreeance, and the Holy Spirit's there to go with us and say, don't ask for that right now. How about we ask for this? He is there to help guide us to know what to ask for and what not to ask for. I can go to the Holy Spirit, and he can let me know what my needs are. I can then go to the Father, and He can fulfill those needs because the Holy Spirit said it was a true need. For instance, there are times that younger people, younger men in the ministry, they might want to make a change. And they'll call me for advice. And I tell them this, God's not always clear on showing you what to do. He'll never fail in telling you what not to do. That is that Holy Spirit saying, not right now. Don't do that. Don't do that. He will never fail in letting you know what you should not do. Now, let's say I want a different truck. Let's say I want a new F-150 4x4 four-door truck fully loaded. Well, you're talking $55,000, $65,000. I go to the Holy Spirit and ask Him what He thinks. The Holy Spirit then intercedes with me. He said, yes, you need a new truck. But how about a good used one that's going to last you a long time and only cost you about $6,000 or $7,000? Well, it's a new truck to me, but it might not be a spanking new, brand new truck. So I ask the Holy Spirit for what I need, and He'll intercede with me so I can find out what the Father will accept when I ask Him. Years ago, I did this. I needed a new truck. I didn't have $60,000 for a brand new one, but I for 8 weeks, asked the Lord to show me what I needed. I drove by a place where I often buy used vehicles, and there was an F-150 4x4 loaded for $6,000. I waited for God's timing, not my desire. And the Holy Spirit said, stop in, look at that one. I did, and within 24 hours, drove home with it. You see, sometimes it's a matter of the Holy Spirit interceding with us so that we know what to pray. Ephesians 2:18 says, we're to pray to the Father through the Son by the Holy Spirit. The Matthew 18:19, the Holy Spirit and I have to agree in order to guarantee us getting from the Father. That word agreement is that word intercession. Acts 15:28, that which seemeth good to the Holy Ghost and to us. Look at the agreement. Just as the Holy Spirit talks to sinners when we're giving them the gospel, the Holy Spirit will talk to the Father when we agree. When the Holy Spirit and I are on the same page in agreement, I may have to change my desires. That's what Psalm 37:4 is all about. That give me the desires of my heart. God didn't say give you everything you wanted. He said change my desires to match the Holy Spirit. Next, number two, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us for things which we do not ask. That's what Romans 8:27. Sometimes we don't even know what to ask for. This word intercession means going to God on our behalf. This means the Holy Spirit goes to God on our behalf for things we forget to ask for or things that we don't even know to ask for. We may think we need all sunshine, but the Holy Spirit knows we need rain and gloom and clouds for a while. You may think you need tranquility, but the Holy Spirit knows you need a battle. Romans 8:28, this is what it's all about. All things work together for good. He didn't say all things were good. We don't like the individual ingredients in a biscuit, but you put it all together and it works together for something good. As we pray, the Holy Spirit's there to help us, to intercede. He's there for us to be in agreement with so that we can get from the Father. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.